Blog Talk Radio.
I'd like to thank you all for coming back out. This is Babylon Saga. I go by the name of Yeah. That's Yahweh Supreme, in case you didn't know. I'd like to take you through the experience of my office. You know, Babylon is like that land that we're going to leave one day. Some of us going to get promoted, some going to be fired. Everybody going to be happy. Come on,
check it.
Well, let me reintroduce you to this lion straight from Judah. One of the 12 tribes, all gather, all rise as we gather around the water cooler as we discuss the Exodus and all the things that Egypt still doing to us. And Jacob still say it's the land of the beautiful. Been here over 20 years, no knowledge for me to grow. This harsh fools the kids crying. And every time I look in the paper, all I see is Babylon keeps on downsizing. Man, I found a new gig, new strategy. Sure to have all my co-workers getting mad at me. Found wisdom, knowledge, and integrity. Try to get my people act, but all they do is laugh at me. They just little lamb getting led to the slaughter while the wicked stay hungry, stay placing their orders. Gotta leave the job before it sets on fire, cause we got weed priors and be my desire. So my hat, my clothes, my dough, they know, but so see.
They don't really know about it.
New cars, new frames, no doubt. I'm watching chain, but
they don't really know about it.
New employer, 2 week notice, Sodom and Gomorrah. It's the land of idolatry, wickedness and quiz. In 2 weeks, you notice that I ain't here. They try to convince me and say that the job I get is better, whatever. My key provides for me through any endeavors. I took my stony heart and exchanged it for meekness. So everybody try to take one kindness for weakness. They feel convoying, saying you ain't gonna do that. Give him a couple months and he'll be right back. But I don't argue with no fools, keep my demeanor strictly cool. Maybe you'll understand. And if you just follow by the rules, insubordination, the reason you stuck in the same station. So praise the mighty Yah, watch your wicked star decaying. But it's coming from me, so you know they gon' ignore it. Ignore it, it doesn't matter what day they'll meet my floor. Because my hat, my clothes, my dough, they know, but so see.
They don't really know about Yah.
New cars, new frames, no belt, my watch and chain. But
they don't really know about
Yah. Who's this, who's that, what's that, still crack, who raps, but
they don't really know.
Come on, man. Say,
they don't really know about God.
Hear what y'all talking about. Man, I'm gonna sing this all day, all night. Gonna march out of Babylon saying,
they don't really know about God.
To the east, to the east, say, they don't really know about God. To the west, to the west, say,
they don't really know about God.
To the north, say,
they don't really know about God.
To the south, to the south, say,
they don't really know about God.
Come on, Christian,
Shalom, 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 giving all praises, all glory, and all honor unto the mighty Elohim, whose name is Yah, and Yah alone. Thank you for tuning in to Nothing But the Truth. Tonight, I'll be your host. I'm More Ishia Israel from the House of Israel, Cincinnati, sitting in for the host of the show, More Ishaya Ben Yisrael. And we praise the mighty Yah that you've been able to tune in to Nothing But the Truth this evening to hear only the truth and nothing but the truth of the mighty Yah. And as More Ishaya says, if there's any reason that you believe that we haven't said the truth, then all you need to do is give us a call at 347-838-8963 and we'll get to you. and give all praise and honor to the mighty Yah for everyone that has been able to tune in this night, because we know that you are tuning in to nothing but the truth because of the fear and the love you have for the mighty Yah. Tonight we're going to deal with a very relevant topic for the children of Israel. We're going to be talking about the month of Abib. In the book of Deuteronomy, the great creator, the only Elohim, whose name is Yah, expressed a order and a command in Deuteronomy, the 16th chapter. The mighty Yah says this in the first verse: observe the month of Abib and keep the Passover unto Yah, thy Elohim. For in the month of Abib, Yah thy Elohim brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt by night. So the Most High let us know that we are to observe the month of Aviv, because we must keep the Passover unto Yah. So the month of Aviv is very important. But before we dive all the way into the month of Aviv, we have to establish the truth. Why? Because there are many misconceptions on the month of Aviv and when it is. It's very important because Yah said we must observe the month of Aviv and keep the Passover unto Yah. For in the month of Aviv, Yah thy Elohim brought thee forth out of the Egypt by night. So when is this Aviv? We have to establish the truth about when Aviv is. And Yah does not hide from you the truth about when the month of Aviv is. If you look in Exodus, the 13th chapter, the mighty Yah says in the fourth verse, this day came ye out in the month of Aviv, and it shall be when Yah shall bring thee into the land of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Hivites and the Jebusites, which swear unto thy fathers, which he swear unto thy fathers to give thee a land flowing with milk and honey, and thou shalt keep this service in this month. What month? The month of Aviv. 7 days thou shalt eat unleavened bread, and in the seventh day there shall be a feast unto Yah. Unleavened bread shall be eaten 7 days, and there shall be no leaven seen with thee, neither shall there be leaven seen with thee in all thy quarters. So in the month of Aviv, we keep the Passover and Chag Matzot, or the Feast of Unleavened Bread. When is this month? Let's see. In Exodus, the 12th chapter, the mighty Yah says, in the sixth verse, in the 18th verse, in the first month, on the 14th day of the month, at even, ye shall eat unleavened bread until the 1 and 20th day of the month, at even. 7 days shall there be no leaven found in your houses, and whosoever eat that which is leavened, even that soul shall be cut off from the congregation of Israel, whether he be a stranger or born in the land. So what month did he say? In the first month. In the first month. The first month is the month of Aviv. The Most High said that in the month of Aviv, we came out of Egypt by night. Well, look what Yah let us know in the 33rd chapter of the book of Numbers, beginning in the third verse. It states here, and they departed from Ramses in the first month, on the 15th day of the first month, on the morrow after the Passover, the children of Israel went out with a high hand in the sight of all the Egyptians. For the Egyptians buried all their firstborn, which Yah had smitten among them, upon their deities. Also, Yah executed judgments. And the children of Israel removed from Ramses and pitched in Sukkot. And this all happened in the first month, as it states. In the first month, we left Egypt. The Most High said, in the first month, or in the month of Abib, we left Egypt. So the month of Abib and the first month is the same month. Yah said in the month of Abib, we are to observe the Passover. When is the Passover? To further establish the truth about the month of Abib, look in the book of Leviticus, the 23rd chapter. In the fourth verse, it says, these are the feasts of Yahweh, even holy convocations, which ye shall proclaim their seasons. In the 14th day of the first month, at even, is Yah's Passover. And on the 15th day of the same month, which would be the first month, is the Feast of Unleavened Bread unto Yah. 7 days ye must eat unleavened bread. So we see that the first month and the month of Abib is the same month. Therefore, we need to understand when this month is. We know it's the first month, but our people are suffering from the plague of ignorance. As Yah put it, we're rejecting knowledge. And he states this vividly and explicitly in the book of Hosea, the fourth chapter, the sixth verse. He said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy Elohim. I will also forget thy children. And since we have forgotten the law of Yah, we have forgotten his ordinances, which includes knowing when the first month is. And many of our people who don't even know that they are Yah's chosen seed believe the first month is the month we know as January. But that's not the first month. Then some of our people believe that the first month comes between the end of March and the beginning of April, when that is not the first month. Why? Well, the reason I say it is because first we got to ask ourselves, should we be letting Yah's enemies tell us when to observe Yah's times? That's what we got to understand. And of course, we shouldn't. But why shouldn't we let our enemies tell us when to observe Yah's times? First off, many of our people believe the calendar they observe is correct. But what the thing that's wrong with the calendar that people observe today is that this calendar is based in observation of the sun, moon, and stars. It's a calendar that worships and follows the courses of the sun, moon, and stars. Why is that wrong? Because the sun, moon, and stars are creatures or creations of Yah. It's not Yah, and they are not Elohim. They're not gods. They're not objects in which we should worship. They are creations. Just as you and I are a creation of Yah, the trees are creations of Yah. The sun, the moon, the stars, the water, the earth, the animals are creations of Yah, yet the heathens, the other nations, worship them. So what did Yah say about this? He said in Jeremiah, the 10th chapter, first verse, he states, "Hear ye the word which Yah speaketh unto you, O house of Israel." You see, this is the word that Yah, the only Savior, the only Redeemer, the only Lawgiver, the only Judge, the only King of Israel has stated, and he has spoke only to the house of Israel. Because he's not talking to everyone else. He's talking to his servant who should and does and will witness to him and for him. Yah said, "Hear ye the word which Yah speaketh unto you, O house of Israel. Thus saith Yah, learn not the way of the heathen, and be not dismayed at the signs of heaven, for the heathen are dismayed at them. For the customs of the people are worthless, they're vain. For one cutteth out a tree out of the forest, the work of the hands of the workmen with the axe." Yah let us know that the work of the heathen, the customs of the heathen are vain, worthless. He said, don't be bewildered, dismayed, awed, wondered at the signs in the heaven. And why not? Because Yah told us what the signs in heaven are for. He didn't leave us to start making zodiacs and horoscopes and all kind of star charts and moon watches and all kind of sun diagrams. Yah did not give us over to that work. How do I know Yah didn't give us to that? Amazingly, Yah told us he didn't give us to that. Where does he say that at? In the book of Deuteronomy, the 4th chapter. Let's go there so you don't think that I'm just jabbing off at the mouth. In Deuteronomy, the 4th chapter, the 19th verse, let's start at the 15th verse. Yah says, take heed therefore, take ye therefore good heed unto yourselves, for you saw no manner of similitude on the day that Yah spake unto you in Horeb out of the midst of the fire, lest ye corrupt yourselves and make you a graven image, the similitude of any figure, the likeness of male or female, the likeness of any beast that is on the earth, the likeness of any winged fowl that flieth in the air, the likeness of anything that creepeth upon the ground, the likeness of any fish that is in the waters beneath the earth, and lest thou lift up thine eyes unto heaven, and when thou seest the sun and the moon and the stars, even all the hosts of heaven, shouldest be driven to worship them and serve them, which Yah, thy Elohim, have divided unto all nations under the whole heaven. But Yah hath taken you and brought you out from the iron furnace, even out of Egypt, to be a people unto him, an inheritance as you are this day. So you see, Yah didn't give us over to the vanities of the heathens. He said the heathens are going to do that, but you are my inheritance. Moreover, he said this in Isaiah, the 43rd chapter. And you can start at the 9th verse. Yah said in Isaiah chapter 43, verse 9, let all the nations be gathered together, and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses, that they may be justified, or let them hear and say this truth. Ye are my witnesses, saith Yah, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me, and understand that I am he. Before me there was Elohim form, neither shall there be after me. I am Yahweh, and beside me there is no Savior. You see, Yah let us know, not only is he the only Savior, the only Elohim, but he chose us to be his witnesses. So we don't witness to the sun. We don't witness to the moon. We don't witness to the stars. And this is why we should not let the heathens and the enemies of the Almighty tell us when to observe Yah's time, because they are idol worshipers and they are going to serve idols. And if they tell you when Yah's times are, I guarantee you'll start following an idol, even though you don't know you are. So we definitely don't follow the times of the heathens. because the heathens and the wicked nations are observers of times. And Yah said this in the book of Deuteronomy, the 18th chapter. In Deuteronomy 18, I guess we could start reading at the 10th verse. There shall not be found, you hear what Yah is saying? There shall not be found among you anyone that maketh his son or his daughter pass through the fire, or that useth divination. So stop messing with the tarot cards and the numerology and the I Ching. Stop messing with that stuff. Don't use divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch. He said, do not be an observer of times. That means don't follow the customs of the heathen. Observe times of sun, moon, and stars in the sense of going after and worshiping them and calling this time of the star placing it in the sky the time of the Aquarius, or the time of the Pisces, or the time of any of the zodiac signs. Do not be an observer of times. This is why we can't let the heathens tell us when Yah's time is, because Yah already told us how to understand the time that he created. So we can't let that happen. But many of our people have allowed the Jewish man, the Edomite, the sons of Esau, tell us when Yah's seasons starting in. What did Yah say about Esau? So you can understand who you're listening to when you start supporting the doctrines of the Edomite. Yah told us that this Edomite lacks something very important that you would need if you're going to listen to a word he got to say. I believe you want the book of Obadiah. Let me see. For Yahweh is going to tell you that there is no understanding in him. And that is, I believe, in the book of Obadiah. And let me get the verse really quickly here. Yes, in the book of Obadiah, there's only one chapter. So all you need to look at is the, I believe we'll start at the sixth verse. It says in Obadiah, verse 6, how are the things of Esau searched out? How are his hidden things sought up? All the men of thy confederacy have brought thee even to the border. The men that were at peace with thee have deceived thee and prevailed against thee. They that eat thy bread have laid a wound under thee. There is none understanding in him. Shall I not in that day, saith Yah, even destroy the wise men of Edom and understanding out of the mount of Esau? There's no understanding in Esau. He don't have any understanding. That means if he tells you that it's going to be hot tomorrow, bank that it's going to be cold. And he'll tell you that this cold is really hot, and people will go follow him. What else did Yah say about Esau? in the book of Malachi, the first chapter, the 11th verse, or the 6th verse. Let me see. Nope. Start at the first verse. The burden of the word of Yah to Yisrael by Malachi. I have loved you, saith Yah. Yet ye say, wherein has you loved us? Was not Esau Jacob's brother, saith Yah? Yet I love Jacob, and I hated Esau, and laid his mountains and his heritage waste of the dragons of the wilderness. Yah said he hate Esau. So why would we let this man tell us when Abib is, when Yah hate him? This is the same people that Yah spoke this prophecy about in Psalms 83. If you go there quickly, it says in Psalms 83, verse 1. Keep not thou silent, well, not Yah, but Asaph, the Psalms states, keep not thou silent, O Elohim. Hold not thy peace and be not still, O Elohim. For lo, thine enemies make a tumult, and they that hate thee have lifted up their head. They have taken crafty counsel against thy people and consulted against thy hidden ones. They have said, come and let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance. For they have consulted together with one consent. They are confederate against thee, the tabernacles of Edom, and the Ishmaelites of Moab, and the Hagarenes, Gabal, and Ammon, and Amalek, the Philistines, with the inhabitants of Tyre. Our shore is also joined with them. They have hope in the children of Lot, Selah. You see, Edom, top of the list, who is in a big old conspiracy against Yah's servants. They're not going to tell us the truth. That's why you're listening to nothing but the truth, because Yah's servants will tell you the truth. But Yah's enemies will tell us a lie. Now, why do I bring this out in that manner? Because when people want to know when the month of Aviv is, I guarantee 99% of Hebrews are going on the computer or looking up in some book or asking a friend, when is the Jewish holidays? And the Jewish holidays is not according to the word of Yah. Therefore, it's not the truth. So if you are going by the Jewish calendar, you're not going by the word of Yah. The Jewish man puts in his encyclopedia, it's written for everybody to see online. Go to the Jewish Encyclopedia, go to a library and get Jewish Encyclopedia, and you will see the truth that the Jewish man came up with their own calendar from their own imagination that they borrowed from the Babylonians and the Grecians and the Romans. They form their own calendar. The following of the moon came from the Grecians, the Babylonians, the Egyptians, and the Romans. And the Jewish man is the one that made a calendar based off of such. But Yah did not. Yah told us that we should trust in him with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding. The mighty Yah said that his word and every word that he speaks is pure. And I don't know if anybody will, and I know, I can't even say I don't. I know no one can ever bring a scripture from Yah's holy scriptures that will show us where we should follow the moon as the Jewish man does. So why support them? When Yah already told us what to do. So why is it important that we should observe the month of Abib? Because this is when we came out of Egypt. So we need to know when it is. When is it? How do we get to it? How do we determine it? Many teachings that have gone forth for years have taught us we have to observe the moon of Abib. Because they have allowed the Jewish man to teach a lie that says that the word Kodesh means moon or new moon, which is a bold-faced lie. How do we know that? Well, let's show you that the word Kodesh or month, because Kodesh is month in Hebrew, July, that it does not mean moon, it means month. In Exodus, the 12th chapter, the Most High says this in the first verse. Yahweh spake to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year unto you. Now, how do we figure he's talking about a moon? The Jewish man would like to tell you that it says this new moon shall be the beginning of new moons. It shall be the first new moon of the year unto you. Now, how in the world are we to tell what moon he's talking about? Some people think the full moon is a new moon. Or some people think the dark moon, which we can't see, is a new moon. And some people think the crescent is a new moon. They don't know. And Yah never told you. He didn't tell you what kind of moon to look for, period. He just told you this month. So what is a month? If you want to observe the month of Abib, you got to know what a month is. You must. Let's see if Most High told us in the book of Genesis that a month is a moon. Let's see what Yah says a moon is. This will clear up everything for the ones that are seeking the truth. If you just want to hear somebody support the Jewish doctrine, then you won't believe a word I say. But if you want to hear the truth, then this will come easy to understand. In Genesis, the first chapter, the 14th verse, it states, and Elohim said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs, for seasons, for days, and years. And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And Elohim made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day. Let's stop right there. Yah gave the greater light to rule the day. Therefore, if anybody is in any doubt as to what the greater light is, Yah in his infinite, magnificent, and awesome wisdom has given you a scripture to specifically answer that question. And the answer is in the book of Psalms 136, around the 8th or 9th verse. It says, verse 7, to him that made great lights, for his mercy endure forever. He made great lights. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. He also told us another witness to prove to us what this great light is called in Jeremiah. Let's go to Jeremiah. And we want to go to the 31st chapter of Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 31. And we will start at the 31st verse. So I'm going to start 31st or 19th. 19th verse of Jeremiah 31. Is that where I want to go? No. I want to go to verse 35. It states, thus saith Yah, which giveth the sun for a light by day. Well, there you have it, people. Yahweh gave you no place to be confused, so you can know what the greater light that rules the day is. It is the sun. We just read in two places where Yah established that the sun is the greater light. And everybody know what the sun is. It's that big yellow ball high in the sky all day that when you look at it, you squint and you wear sunglasses so you don't go blind. It's a great and the greater light, and it rules the day. And then he says in Genesis 1 and 16, the lesser light to rule the night, made the stars also. So if the greater light is the sun, the lesser light has to be the moon. But in the same two scriptures I just went to in Psalm 136, the other half says, and the moon to rule by night, his mercy endure forever. And in Jeremiah 31 and 35, he says, thus saith Yah, which giveth the sun for a light by day, and the ordinances of the moon and of the stars for light by night. So we see what the great lights are, the sun and the moon. Now ask yourself this question. If Yah wants us to observe the month of Abib, what is a month? Is it a moon? And if it's a moon, then where is the scriptures and commandments and instructions that teach us how to determine the moon in all its various arrays and shapes of light that it shows? I haven't seen one. Nevertheless, the Jewish man teaches that we should follow the moon. But Yah told us to only specifically, explicitly, and exclusively follow his words. And it was his word that made the sun and the moon. Therefore, if we are to observe the month of Abib, what is a month? Well, the month has to be something. Did Yahweh tell us what a month is? The answer is yes. Go to the book of Deuteronomy, the 21st chapter. And in Deuteronomy, the 21st chapter, it reads in the 13th verse. Let's start at the 10th verse. When thou goest forth to war against thine enemies, and Yah thy Elohim hath delivered them into thy hands, and thou hast taken them captive, and seest among the captives a beautiful woman, and hast a desire unto her, that thou wouldest have her to thy wife, then thou shalt bring her home to thine house, and she shall have her head, she shall shave her head and pare her nails, and she shall put the remnant of her captivity on her, and thou remain in thy house, and bewail her father and her mother a full month. And after that shall thou go into her, and she shall be in he into her and be her husband, and she shall be thy wife. A full month. How long is a full month? We need to figure that out, because that's the question. What's a month? What is a month? Look in the book of 2 Kings, the 15th chapter, the 13th verse. Haven't heard me one time say, go to the concordance, James Strong's concordance, because James Strong's a Christian heathen, doesn't serve Yah. He will be another man telling you how to learn the word of Yah. So we're using the word of Yah to define the word of Yah. And in the book of 2 Kings, the 15th chapter, the 13th verse, it says, Shallum, the son of Yabesh, began to reign in the 39th year of Uzziah, king of Yehuda, and he reigned a full month in Samaria. A full month. Why would Yah give us this phrase about a full month? Does that mean he reigned for two nights? Because if it's a moon, that only lasts about two, three nights. The moon is full. So is that what it's saying? That he reigned for 2 to 3 nights? And that she shall bewail her mother and father for 2 to 3 nights? Or is there something else to this? Well, brothers and sisters, Yahweh don't leave you out in the cold. He tells you the truth all throughout the book. And in the book of Deuteronomy, the 34th chapter, 8th verse, you'll see that it states in verse 7, when Moses was 120 years old, when he died, his eye was not dim, nor his natural force abated, and the children of Israel wept for Moshe in the plains of Moab 30 days. So the days of weeping and mourning for Moshe were ended. We bewailed, we weep, we mourn Moses for 30 days. Look in the book of Numbers, the 20th chapter, the 28th verse. It states, and Moses stripped Aaron of his garments and put them upon Eleazar, his son, and Aaron died at the top of the mount. And Moses and Eleazar went down from the mount. And when all the congregation saw that Haran was dead, they mourned for Haran 30 days, even all the house of Israel. Now we see Yah's truth come to light. If you wept for Aaron 30 days and you wept for Moses 30 days, how long was the woman supposed to weep for her parents? A full month. How long is that? 30 days. Can anyone bring forth a scripture that shows it's any different? I know they can't, because it's not in the book. But yet, if you can, let us know so we can see and see if it is the truth. But again, Yah gives a commandment in the book of Numbers, the third chapter, in the 40th verse. Yah says, even those, third chapter of Numbers, the 40th verse, and Yah said unto Moses, number all the firstborn of the males of the children of Israel from a month old and upward, and take the number of their names. How long is that month? How can you determine that from a moon old? How long is a moon? How long is a moon? Everyone in the world would tell you the moon cycle is either 28 or 29 or 30 days. So therefore, how would you use that when it doesn't give you a definitive answer and Yah doesn't deal in incomplete sentences and incomplete orders? He deals with completeness. So number a month. And we have seen already that a month has to be 30 days. So when Yah states, observe the month of Abib, we now know this month has to start with some days. It has to have days attached to it, not nights, because Yah said a month is 30 days. This is what a month is. So a month, which is a measurement of time, is 30 days. The month of Abib has to begin with a day. Not a night, but a day. And when does the day begin? The day begins in the morning. And I think we prove that a day begins with light from showing that the day is ruled by the greater light, the sun, not the moon. So if we're going to observe the month of Abib, we must know what a month is. Now, look here again. Yah says in Genesis 1 in 14, he states, and Elohim said, let the lights in the firmament of heaven, and let the lights divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons. You know what a season is? Set time. It's a set time, a fixed or a set time. That means it don't move. That means it is going to be there at its time all the time. It's set and for days and for years. So if you ask somebody that follows the Jewish calendar, when does the year begin? They'll say, well, it might start here or it might start here. Why don't they know? Because they're following the doctrine of the Jewish man that you got to wait for the moon. You got to wait for the night You got to wait for the lesser light to tell you when a day is going to begin, which is not what Yah stated. And it's not set either. Yah's times is set. Once you know Yah's times, you know when it's going to come about. It's going to come about the time that he said it would, because it's set. And in observing the month of Aviv, again, Yah said we have to observe the month of Aviv, because in the month of Aviv, we keep the Passover. Now imagine you've been following after the heathen. You haven't really kept the Passover the right way. And what is the right way to keep Yah's Passover in captivity? Back to the book of Deuteronomy, the 16th chapter. The first verse, Yah says, observe the month of Abib and keep the Passover unto Yah, thy Elohim. For in the month of Abib, Yah, thy Elohim, brought thee forth out of Egypt by night. Thou shalt therefore sacrifice the Passover unto Yah, thy Elohim, of the flock and the herd, in the place which Yah shall choose to place his name there. Where is that? Is that in Brooklyn? Is that in Cincinnati? Is that in Miami? Is that in Baltimore? No. It's not in any of them places. Yah said, thou shalt eat no leavened bread with it. 7 days thou shalt eat unleavened bread therewith, even the bread of affliction. For thou camest forth out of the land of Egypt in haste, and thou mayest remember the day that thou camest forth out of the land of Egypt all the days of thy life. How are we going to remember the day we came out of Egypt if we don't know the month, which is 30 days, when that starts? You'll be celebrating liberation on a day that's not the day you were liberated, because you're letting the heathens tell you when Yah's times are. Yet Yah is the only one that could tell you when his times are. And Yah let us know that we're not even to keep the Passover sacrifice in any place we want, but the place that he told us. And in doing so, we're not to get. But as stated in the beginning, Yah said we reject knowledge and we have forgot his law. Yah did not lie when he said we forgot his law. That's why we now are being shown his law, because we need to remember. And Yah said in verse 4, and there shall be no leavened bread seen with thee in all thy coasts 7 days, neither shall there anything of flesh which thou sacrificest the first day at even remain all night until the morning, which means until the time the sun rises, because that's the beginning of the day. Thou mayest not sacrifice the Passover within any of thy gates which Yah thy Elohim giveth thee, but at the place which Yah thy Elohim shall choose to place his name in, that thou shalt sacrifice the Passover at even, at the going down of the sun, at the season, the set time, that thou camest forth out of Egypt. You see, this is important. The season is set time. Moedim, Moed. It's a set time when we came out of Egypt. And if you hop forth to a 13th month and skip the time when we came out of Egypt, you're not only forgetting Yah's word, you're completely off track. And Yah let us know we cannot keep the Passover sacrifice in captivity. We have to be in the place where he chose. So all we can do here is remember it, teach about it, and observe it the only way we can, which is to remember it and teach about it in its proper time. Where did Yah say to keep the Passover? And then I'm going to get to some callers. So if you have a question or a comment, the number is 347-838-8963. It's 347-838-8963. And you can call in, press the number 1, and you can express yourself according to our topic. And in the book of First Chronicles, I believe it's the 6th chapter, the 6th verse, the word of the Most High says this. First Chronicles, what chapter did I say? 6? No, we don't want 6. 2 Chronicles. Excuse me. 2 Chronicles, 6th chapter, 6th verse. It states, let's see, let's start the 5th. Since the day that I brought forth my people out of the land of Egypt, I chose no city among all the tribes of Israel to build a house, that my name might be there. Neither chose I any man to be ruler over my people Israel. But I have chosen Jerusalem, that my name might be there, and I have chosen David to be over my people. So there you have it. If it ain't Jerusalem, we're not sacrificing the Passover in that place. So what we have discussed this night is the importance to not let the heathen tell us when Yah's seasons are, and how are we even to begin to observe the month of Abib by first off knowing what a month is. If anybody has any comments or questions, the number is 347-838-8963, and I'll go to our first caller, 248 area code. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. It's a very interesting subject tonight. And
Shalom, bro. Yes, sir.
I believe there's a bit of confusion. We're mixing Eureka or Eureka with Kodesh and the month of Abib. The month of Abib is just a name of a month. It has nothing to do with anything else. So that part should be explained, what Abib means. I don't mean to be disruptive or anything, but I just think that was important. Because people don't know what Abib is just the name of a month. There's 12 months. There's 12 different names of months.
Yes, I hear what you're saying, Elder. And
right. The
month of Abib, that is the name of the first month. Incidentally,
right.
It's the only name that Yah gave to any month out of all the months of the year. Yah did not name the second month anything, nor did he name the other 11 months anything. He only named the month of Abib. The other names
right. We
see in the scriptures, according to months, are names our people receive from Babylon. So
right. Those
names are not names that Yah gave to the month. Those were Babylonian names that our people applied to the certain month. Abib
right. Means
green ears. As you said, that needs to be told what that means. And yes, a bead means green ears, or green ears of grain, or green ears of barley. I didn't touch on the meaning of the name of the month of Abib tonight, because first we want our people to understand we cannot continue to let the heathens tell us when Yah's times are, and we can't let the heathen tell us what Yah's months are or aren't. So before we start breaking down what Abib means, we have to first off know what this month, a month is. Because then our people will like to say, well, we have to wait for the green ears of grain to grow. And that is also not true, because Yahweh never told us that. Yahweh let us know it's the month of Abib because this is a set time. This is when the green ears of grain are going to grow wherever green ears of grain grow, every time, every year. And so this is why I didn't get too much into the green ears, because first off, we have to, as it says in Jeremiah, he sent Jeremiah to tear down, to pull down, to root up, to destroy, and then build and plant. So first we got to tear down the fallacies that have plagued our people for so long, and then we can start to build, and we will.
Mm-hmm. This is in I think it was in King said when King Solomon built that temple, the first temple for Yah, it was the month of a name of a month was mentioned right there. If I remember correctly, I don't have that scripture, but a month was mentioned.
Yes, a month was mentioned. The month was
right.
It was either the month of bull or I think it was the month bull. And as I said, all the months that have names were names applied to them that our people received from Babylon and from other nations. They use these names to apply to the month, or they were names that they came up with themselves. But these are not the names that Yah named the month. You see, Yah name talks about the month of Abib, and we know that's the first month. But the second month in the book of Exodus, if you go with me to the book of Exodus, the 16th chapter, in Exodus chapter 16, in the first verse, because Solomon, do you know what month Solomon began building the temple of Yah?
I'm not sure, but it's something like Kislev. I'm not sure if that's it or not. I'm not sure.
No, it was the second month.
Mm-hmm.
But in Kings, it tells you the month bull. And in the book of Exodus, the 16th chapter, in the first verse, it states here, and they took their journey from Edom, and all the congregation of the children of Israel came unto the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai, on the 15th day of the second month after their departing out of the land of Egypt. Now, this is the second month, but it wasn't named bull. You never see Yah call it bull. Yah directly speaks on the second month in the book of Numbers, in the 9th chapter of Numbers, if you turn with me there. In Numbers chapter 9. And let's see, because certain people weren't able to keep the Passover in the first month, and they came to Moses and wanted to know what to do. And in verse 6 it says, and there were certain men who were defiled by a dead body of a man, that they could not keep the Passover on that day. And they came forth before Moshe and before Aaron on that day. And those men said unto him, we are defiled by the dead body of a man. Wherefore we kept back, that we may not offer the offering unto Yah in his appointed season among the children of Israel. And Moses said unto them, stand still, and I will hear what Yah will command concerning you. And Yah spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, if any man of you or your posterity be unclean by reason of dead body, or be on a journey afar off, ye shall keep the Passover unto Yah. The 14th day of the second month, even that shall keep the Passover and eat it with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. You see, Yah didn't name the second month bull. Yah spoke about the second month right out of his mouth right there. And he didn't say bull, Kislev, Tishri, or any other name that you have for any other month. And Yah mentions all the months throughout the whole book, and he never calls them any of these names out of his mouth that people call them. But he did name the month of Aviv, as the only day that he named is the Shabbat day. These are very important periods that Yah want us to never forget.
Very good. Very good.
Praise Yah.
Praise the mighty Yah. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you for
Hallelujah.
Your call.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
All right, brother. Praise the mighty Yah. We look forward to continue to hear you call in and see you also. So praise the mighty Yah.
Praise the mighty Yah.
Shalom. If anybody else has a comment or a question, a comment and question, we can get to it. If anybody has any wisdom about names of months that we might have missed, you can let us know. And we'll be glad to hear it. But as our elder was saying, the month of Abib, or the word Abib, or what that means, should be explained. And as I was letting them know, the reason why that wasn't the main point of my topic tonight, but since I have a little bit of time, I will touch on Abib. And as I said, Abib means the green ears of grain. That's what the word Abib means. And a lot of our people have also learned from the heathen that you have to wait for the green ears of grain to sprout. And then you look for the new moon to come. So this is their justification for why they keep a leap year or a 13th month, because they say, well, we didn't see the green ears of grain before the new moon. Now, let's break this down. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 16th chapter, Yah says, observe the month of Aviv. Therefore, these green ears would have to belong to this month. Within this month should be the time of the green ears. So if you, the green ears come before the new moon, then those green ears belong to the moon that is presiding over the current month, if the moon is going to be ruling the month in this theory here. That means I see green ears and it's still an old month. And then the new moon comes and now, no, see, that doesn't make sense. You see how that doesn't make sense? The new moon can't come after the green ears. It should come before, because it's the month. And if month means moon, then, hey, it got to be before, because the moon would have to rule the month as the sun rules the day. I don't see darkness and call it day and say, yeah, that darkness lets me know it's the daytime now. No, the darkness lets me know it's night. The light lets me know it's day. The green ears can't let me know it's a month if I gotta wait for the moon. It's just not sensible. Yah said observe the month of Aviv, and that's why we have to know what a month is. Because if we don't know what a month is, he could tell us to observe the month of shoes flying in the air. And all we look for are shoes flying in the air. And if the shoes are flying in the air at the time that we like, we say this is the time that Yah told us to observe, when shoes fly in the air. And we just doing whatever, because we just looking for shoes flying in the air. Or the month of flies. We just looking for flies to start buzzing. Or the month, you know, the word bull in the book of Kings, when Solomon built the temple, it's called flowers. Did you know that? Look at that here. This is why it's doubly important to know what a month is before we start trying to break down what the names mean, because then people go astray and start waiting for these certain things. In the book of 1 Kings, 6th chapter, let's see, we got here in the first verse, it says, and it came to pass in the 480th year after the children of Israel will come out of the land of Egypt, in the fourth year of Solomon's reign over Israel, in the month Ziph, which is the second month, that he began to build the house of Yah. And I think my elder mentioned something about Uriach and Kodesh. And these are two different words. Uriach is the Hebrew word for moon. And Yerach is the Hebrew word, is another Hebrew word for month. Two different words. Yerach and Uriach. Two different words. One means moon, the other means month. I know some people will probably want to disagree, but Kodesh and Yerach, they all mean month. Yerach means moon. And we know this is the truth because Yah states it in his book. The first time he ever used the word Yerach was in Genesis, around the 37th. Chapter, but nevertheless, here in 1 Kings, Yah shows us that in the month Ziph, Ziph means flowers. So, does that mean the month, until we see flowers grow, we can't call it a month? No. This is the name they gave to the month because they observed in this month, flowers were growing. Flowers. Just like the you know, little jingle they taught you when you was a kid about the heathen month. April showers bring May flowers. Where do you think they got that from? Then you have, in this same chapter, around the 37th verse, it says, in the fourth year was the foundation of the house of Yah laid in the month Ziph, and in the 11th year, in the month Bull, which means rain, I believe means rain, it either means rain or harvest. Let me check that so I don't give you false information. But Bull is the month that they called it, because let's see, bull means rain. I was right. Rain and produce. And what is this month, bull? It's the eighth month. And what did our people do in the eighth month? They had a bunch of food, because the seventh month, you had the Feast of Ingathering, or Feast of Harvest, the Harvest Feast, Ingathering, gathering in all your food. So in the eighth month, what you going to have? A whole lot of food. And it's going to be raining. So it starts the rainy season. In our land, that was the rainy season. Then it rained. And so they called it bull. So did they have to wait for food to magically appear before we called it a month? Did we have to wait for rain to fall before we called it a month? Yah said, don't be dismayed at the signs of heaven. So that's why we don't wait for the green ears to pop up and then look in the sky and look for a moon. We don't do that. These things are going to happen in their time, every time. Every beginning of the year, green grass, green grain is going to grow. And every second month, flowers will blossom. And every eighth month, if you grow your own food, you'll have an abundance. And it will rain. So our people named the months according to what was going on, after the fashion of what Yah did with the month of Abib, the only name that Yah gave to a month, because he wanted us to remember this month. So we didn't just wait for the events of that month to happen before we called it a month. We knew that the time, because in the wilderness, there was no Abib, there were no flowers, and there was no rain. So we couldn't have waited for these certain things. If anybody else would like to make a comment or question, just hit the number one on your board and we'll get to you. Let me not forget to remind everyone that we are to go to the Restoration of the Sacred Laws of the Most High Conference coming up very shortly at the end of this March, beginning March 31st through the 1st of April. We will be having the Restoration of the Sacred Laws Conference in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, at the Holiday Inn and Suites. Go to our website, worldgatheringisrael.org, for more information to make your reservations. Please make your reservations like tonight. And if Yah will, we will see you there. And I see we have another caller. 513 area code. Shalom. Shalom, you're on the air. Shalom. All right. Let's try this again. Okay. They went off. Let's see again. Shalom. I can't hear anything.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Can you hear me?
I hear you now, brother.
Okay. I just wanted to say a masterful presentation. I love what Yah is doing with you as his servant, and I was just very absolutely astonished and amazed at what Yah gives of his word to his true servant of Abraham, Ishak, and Yaakov. So I just wanted to let you know that Most High is working with his stream through you.
Well, I praise the mighty Yah. Yah gets all the glory and the honor. All the words that we speak are the words of Mighty Yah. It's all due to His truth. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right, praise Almighty Yah. And thank you for your call, brother Elvin. We'll hope to see you tomorrow on the Shabbat.
Yes, sir.
All right. Praise Almighty Yah. Shalom, shalom.
Praise Almighty Yah. Shalom, shalom.
All right. Praise Yah. And our time is winding down. We got about 2 or 3 more minutes if you want to get a comment or a question in. And again, we were discussing the month of Abib, why it's important, why we shouldn't let the heathens tell us when it is and what it is. Because once we let Yah's enemies tell us what Yah wants, we're not following what Yah wants at all. And here's the last scripture I will bring out according to this topic so we understand how Yah feels about us listening to other people. In the book of Isaiah, the 29th chapter, it says here in the, let's start the 9th verse. Stay yourselves in wonder, cry ye out and cry. They are drunken, but not with wine. They stagger, but not with strong drink. For Yah has poured upon you the spirit of deep sleep and hath closed your eyes, and the prophets and the your rulers, the seers, hath he covered. And the vision of all is become unto you as the words of a book that is sealed, which men deliver to one that is learned, saying, read this, I pray thee. And he saith, I cannot, for it is sealed. And the book is delivered to him that is not learned, saying, read this, I pray thee. And he saith, I cannot, because I am not learned. Wherefore Yah has said, for as much as this people draw near me with their mouth, and with their lips do honor me, but have removed their heart far from me, and their fear toward me is taught by the precept of men. And that is exactly what we're doing when we let another man, especially a man that Yah said hates us, they hate him, teach us what Yah wants us to know. When you let another man who is definitely not Yah's servant, who is definitely not Yah's witness, teach you what Yah wants, you can be 100% sure it's exactly what Yah doesn't want. So think on that. Our new year is coming. Abib will begin in about 2.5 more weeks. You'll know it as March the 29th, in the beginning of the day, not at the end of the day. And so observe and look out for that time. And Yah willing, we can start to tell each other when Abib is without telling them Yah the heathens' dates. But that's when it's coming. And I hope everybody makes it to see that time. And we thank you for listening and participating in our program tonight. And until next week, Yahweh loves you very much, and so do we from the house of Israel. Shalom. Hallelujah.